माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन जामुना तीर बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनाचारी तेरा बनाचार Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Bol, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Nitai Gaura, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Nitai Gaura, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Bo, Hari Bo, Nitai Gaura, Hari Bo, Nitai Gaura, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Nitai Gaura, Hari Bo, Nitai Gaura, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Nitai Gaura, Hari Bo. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapuranam ki गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले सोयं रूपकदामैहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातम् सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश वंशाकल्पतरोभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः आजानुलम्बितभुजौ कनकावदातौ सङ्कीर्तनैकपितरौ कमलायतक्षौ विश्वम्भरौ द्विजवरौ जुगधर्मपालौ वन्दे जगत्प्रियकरौ करुणावतारौ राधा कृष्ण प्रणय विकृति लादिनी शक्ति अस्मात् एकात्मनावपि भुवि पुरा देह भेदं गतौ तौ चैतन्याख्यं प्रकटमधुना तद्वयं चैकमाप्तं राधा भाव द्युति सुबलितं नौमि कृष्ण स्वरूपं राधा भाव द्युति सुबलितं नौमि कृष्ण स्वरूपं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधा कंत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय
हरे कृष्णा लाइट इज लेस या आई नीड मोर लाइट It's okay, what to do? Okay, so we are studying from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Canto 9, Chapter 4, Text number 27. गृहेषु दारेषु सुतेषु बन्धुषु द्विपोत्तमश्चन्दनबाजिवस्तुषु अक्षरत्नाभरणाम्बरादिषु अनन्तकोशेष्वकरोदसन्मतिम् गृहेषु दारेषु सुतेषु बन्धुषु द्विपोत्तमश्चन्दनबाजिवस्तुषु अक्षरत्नाभरणाम्बरादिषु अनन्तकोशेष्वकरोदसन्मतिम् गृहेषु दारेषु सुतेषु बन्धुषु गृहेषु दारेषु सुतेषु बन्धुषु द्विपोत्तमश्चन्दनबाजिवस्तुषु अक्षरत्नाम्भरणाम्बरादिषु अनन्तकोशेष्वकरोदसन्मतिम् can repeat Matajis. सुनारे सुसुते सुबंधुषु दीपोत्तम चंदन बाजी वस्तुषु अक्षरत्नाभरणादि वस्तुषु अनंतकोशेष्वकरोदसन्मतिम्। श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोट। श्रील प्रभुपाद की गृहेषु इन द होम्स आदरेषु इन वाइव्स सुतेषु इन चिल्ड्रेन बंधुषु इन फ्रेंड्स एंड रिलेटिव्स द्वीप उत्तमा इन द बेस्ट ऑफ पावरफुल एलिफेंट्स चंदना इन नाइस चैरियट्स बाजी इन फर्स्ट क्लास हॉर्सेस वस्तुषु इन ऑल सच थिंग्स अक्षया हुज वैल्यू नेवर डिक्रीजेस रत्ना इन ज्वेल्स आभरणा इन ऑर्नामेंट्स अंबर आदिषु इन सच ड्रेसेस एंड ऑर्नामेंट्स अनंतकोशेषु इन एन इनएग्जॉस्टिबल ट्रेजरी अकरोत् एक्सेप्टेड असत्मतिम नो अटैचमेंट। ट्रांसलेशन। महाराज अम्बरीश गेव अप ऑल अटैचमेंट टू household affairs, wives, children, friends and relatives to the best of powerful elephants, to beautiful chariots, carts, horses and inexhaustible jewels and to ornaments, garments and an inexhaustible treasury. He gave up attachment to all of them. Regarding them as temporary and material. Purport. Anasaktasya visayan yatharham upajunjatah. Material possessions can be accepted as far as they can be used in devotional service. Anukulyena krishnanusilanam anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. In preaching, many things considered material are needed. A devotee should not have any attachment for such material involvements as house, wife, children, friends, and cars. Maharaj Ambarisa, for example, had all such things, but he was not attached to them. This is the effect of Bhakti Yoga. भक्ति ही परेशानुभवो विरक्तिर अन्यत्र च। One who is advanced in devotional service has no attachment for material things, for sense enjoyment, but for preaching. To spread the glories of the Lord, he accepts such things without attachment. अनाशक्तस्य विषयान यथारहम उपजुञ्जतः। Everything can be used to the extent that it can be engaged in service, in Krishna's service. In the last verse, it was explained that Maharaj Ambarish, he gradually gave up all his attraction to the material desires, material objects. Says, kaman sanai jahau sanai, gradually, jahau, he gave up all his attachments. And that part is being very nicely clarified in today's verse. If you say he just kaman, he says, what is that? Kaman sanai jahau. What is that kamya vastu that Maharaj Ambarish gave up? What are those objects? So that have been very nicely explained here. Griheshu dareshu sutesu bandhusu dipatamasyandanabaji adisu. Griheshu, griha adisu. All these objects have been mentioned here, listed. His house, his wife, children, friends and relatives, nice elephant, good chariot, which is in modern age called car, Mercedes car. And then also Akshaya Ratnambharana, Ratna, Abharana Adishu, Akshaya Ratna. He had some valuable jewels which are inexhaustible. And he has so much opulence in his kingdom that how much he used for the citizens, still it will remain opulent. So it is not going to finish. Ananta koshesu. You just imagine Ananta kosh. His treasury was unlimited. There was no limit to his treasury. As much as he want, he can use it. Still it will not be finished. Ananta koshesu. Even though he had all these things, finally akarot asanmatim. Asanmatim. Apurusarthatva buddhim akarot. He did not find any benefit for himself out of such opulence that he had. Of course, being a king, he had many houses, not only one house, not only one wife, he had many wives, he had many beautiful children, and on top of that, to maintain all these status, he had inexhaustible treasury. You can imagine the situation of a person who has all these enjoyable items with him, the best of the car available, you say, uttama, dvipa, the best of the elephants, best of the horses. Nowadays, you have some cars, sometimes it gives you a lot of trouble. Once you fill the horse nicely and you ride on the horse, horse will bring you wherever you want. It's not going to break down on the way. Nowadays, these cars, if you fill the petrol, you don't know what will happen. After some time, some machinery parts may go wrong and it will stop on the way. Even on those days, it is explained, those horses were so trained and they were so much sensitive to the requirement of the king. When king goes on fighting in the battle, horse is very much sensitive to the king's spirit, situation. If he finds king is in a very precarious situation where he is not able to fight properly, he will immediately escape the battle, protecting the king. So you can see, best of the kings, why the best of the horses, Best of the Elephants. So they are trained like that. So he had all those articles, material objects. But even though he had all these material objects, still apurusarthatva buddhim akarot. He did not find any value for himself with all these objects. Srila Prabhupada, he begins this purport with anasaktasya visayan jatharam upajunjata. So he is speaking about Yukta Vairagya principle. He is beginning his purport speaking about Yukta Vairagya principle. And then as he goes on, he glorifies the sweetest of devotional service, Bhakti Phala, where he quotes from the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhakti Paresanu Bhava Virakti Anyatra Chaisa Trikayeka Kala, that verse. So here in this context, one can ask, well, Maharaj Ambarish was such a materially successful and opulent personality, why he had to give up his attachment? Why did he not find any value in such opulences? Because he was a pure devotee of the Lord. Maharaj Ambarish, being a devotee of the Lord, he finds there is no benefit for him in such material opulences. So that what is defined here in this 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, what kind of devotee? Bhakti paresanu bhava virakti anyatra chaisa trikayeka kala prapadya manasya jathasantasya tushti pushti khudapaya anughasam. Explaining the power of devotional service, or you can say while explaining the fruit of devotional service, the example have been given. What happens to one when he sincerely submits unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engages in unpretentious Sravanam and Kirtanam? Prapadyamanasya means one who has taken sincere shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord and engaged in Navadha Bhakti. What happens to him? Bhakti. He attains Prema Bhakti. Three things occurs to him. Bhakti, he attains prema bhakti. Paresanubhava, he attains direct realization of the Supreme Lord. Means guna shakti swarupa anubhava. Guna shakti swarupa ityadi anubhava bhavati. Means when one engages in such devotional service, taking exclusive shelter of the Lord, he not only attains prema bhakti, along with that, he completely understands the different qualities of the Lord. He is not disturbed to see why this person is speaking to me like this, why that person is harassing me like this, oh, he is the cause of this, he is the cause of that. He understands the wonderful quality of the Supreme Lord. What is that? Maharani Kunti says, Manne Tvam Kalam Ishanam Anadi Nidhanam Vivam Samam Charantam Sarvatra Bhutanam Janmitha Kali. Even there is tension, there is tussle going on between the entities in this world, but I find you are the cause. Oh, you are in the hearts of the Pandavas, and also you are in the heart of the Kauravas. And I do not know what is your desire behind making them fight. You are trying to protect the Pandavas at the same time. Kauravas are attacking them and you are also in their heart. Oh yeah, this is very difficult to understand. But a devotee of the Lord, he can understand why. Yeah, you cannot understand how much you may try. You may read many, many volumes of scriptures. Still, your knowledge cannot reach to find why Lord is acting like this. That's why in the commentary of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he says, you don't try so much to find why Lord is acting like this. You will not be able to. Just meditate upon his sweet and melodious pastimes and make your life successful. What? So this is a very interesting thing. A devotee remains fully satisfied. He understands why he is speaking to me like this? Why management is taking such a decision? Arre Baba, he is sitting in their heart, he is sitting in your heart also. Whatever he wants to do, let him do. He is inspiring them, he is inspiring you also. You continue your service sincerely. Sincerity is very important. Never try to find fault with anyone. That's how. Bhakti hi paresa anubhava. This is paresa anubhava. Guna. These are the qualities of the Supreme Lord. Swarupa. Of course, his transcendental form, Swarupa, can also be realized. He goes to the temple hall, he doesn't see a murti standing made of stone or some metal or wood. No. He sees the person, the deity, the Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, none different. He sees like Swarupa. Parishanubhava, virakti anyatracha. As a result of which, he automatically loses his attraction towards any other objects than Krishna. Anyatra. Virakti. When we speak about this renunciation, virakti, sometimes devotees they feel we have to be detached. We need to be detached from the objects of this world. Very interesting, when Janivas Prabhu was giving the class the other day, he read from Prabhupada's purport. Prabhupada is giving this. He is saying the difference between the spiritual world and material world is the mentality of service. He made us repeat this statement at the end of the class, you remember, I think. Because he wanted us to remember this. The mentality of difference between the material and spiritual world is the mentality of service. You don't require to give up all these objects in this material world. After all, by giving up, what are you going to achieve? Are you going to develop some sort of negativeness, negative mentality towards such objects? You give up means you have some kind of negativity towards it. That's why you give up. No, there is no need to give up. The mentality of service. That's why Prabhupada is starting this. Anukalyasya sankalpa. Are you able to see how all these objects can be used in Krishna service? That's where Prabhupada, you know, the core principle of Prabhupada was that. He wanted to use everything in Krishna service. In the eyes of others, they may find, oh, this thing or this person, this situation is unfavorable or unfavorable. But a true devotee of the Lord, he uses everything. That is real virakti. That is real virakti. That is real detachment. So, one should find everything, all objects in this material world to be potential paraphernalia in the service of Krishna. That should be the mood of a devotee. He does not need to think to renounce. It's very important. That's called Yukta Vairagya principle. And next question comes, even though we are trying to use everything in Krishna's service, but Prabhu, sometimes it's very difficult, very tough. The attraction to these material objects in the world are so strong. Even without you desiring for it, automatically your mind is getting attracted to it. We have the experience. Many devotees, many sincere devotees are there. They are sincerely trying their level best. But sometimes, it's beyond their control. Right? Beyond their control. So how to find a kind of, you know, how to reconcile this? What should be the approach? What should be the mode? What can we do? Very interesting thing, actually. In one hand, Shastra says we should renounce all these material objects, then we can attain love of Godhead. On the other hand, Shastra also says, no, you don't have to see anything separate from Krishna. Use everything in Krishna's service. But when we are trying to adopt that philosophy in our personal Krishna conscious practice, we face a lot of challenges. His mind is there. We are carrying a lot of previous impressions in our life. So what to do? Everything is correct in Krishna consciousness. But you need to find the adjustment in yourself. Very nicely explained. We are actually very fortunate soul when just immediately after the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and immediately after Prabhupada started this ISKCON movement, we have come across this mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You try to understand the importance. Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained. Paiya manus janma jena sune gaura guna hena janma tar vyartha hailo. Paiya amrita dhuni piye visagart pani janmiya se kene nahi mailo. While explaining the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can say glorifying the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Paiya manus janma. Anyone who attained human birth. Jena sune gauraguna. He is born as a human being, but is not dedicated to hear about the wonderful qualities of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Gauraguna. Jena sune gauraguna. Ta hena janma tar vyartha hailo. Such a birth is useless. Such a birth is baffled. Why? Paiya amrita dhuni. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took his appearance, he has caused the river which is filled with the nectar of prema bhakti flow. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made this river which is filled with prema bhakti flow. So now it is flowing. Amrita dhoni, paiya amrita dhoni, and piye visa gartha pani. Even though such a nectarian river is flowing, still we are desiring to drink the water filled in a poison pit. Visa gartha pani, piye, drinks, that water which contains in a poison pit. Janmiya se kene nahi mailo. He should better die. Why did he desire to live? So here, this piye visagartha pani, it is defined, this visagartha pani means anyone who finds interest in enjoying the material objects in this world that is as good as drinking the water that contains in a poison pit. Again, we know this, but how to get rid of this? How can we give up? Śrīla Prabhupādānanda Saraswati Thakur, he says, Acaitanyam idam viśvam jadi caitanyam iśvaram na vidhu sarva sastrajñā hyapi bhramyatite janaha. Jadi caitanyam iśvaram na vidhu sarva sastrajñā api jadi caitanyam chandram iśvaram na vidhu. In spite of reading all voluminous scriptures, one who does not accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then what happens? Achaitanyam idam viśvam. If he has become achaitanya, he is not aware of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in spite of studying all the scriptures, what happens? He will be wandering in this material world. See, try to understand this. In this verse, it is, Ambarish Maharaj had jewels, he had treasury that can't be exhausted. Now, you see what jewel you can get if you attach yourself to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This jewel thing is being described by Prabhupada Ananda Saraswati. He says, अवतीर्णे गौरचंद्रे अवतीर्णे गौरचंद्रे विस्तीर्णे प्रेम सागरे सुप्रकाशित रत्नौघे यो दीन दीन एव स. इन दिस वर्स इज ऑल्सो सेइंग सुप्रकाशित रत्नौघे. Now you give up the jewels in this material world and attach yourself to the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and you are going to get in contact with the transcendental jewel which cannot be compared with the jewels in this material world. One may find a valuable diamond necklace and put on his or her neck to decorate himself nicely. As long as that necklace is there, it may decorate you for some time. But when your body is also becoming old, that necklace is not going to decorate you so beautifully as it used to when you were young. Right? Yes. This material necklace, material ratna, they are also limited. They can decorate you until a certain point. But when you take shelter of Gaurachandra Saranave, the ocean of Prema Bhakti, which has started from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the flow of the nectarian ocean of Prema Bhakti, which started upon the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not only it started, he's saying, Avatirne Gaura Chandra Vistirne Prema Sagare Vistirne. When moon rises in the sky, it attracts the water in the ocean. Right? You know? The tide in the ocean is in relation to the moon. When moon becomes completely on full moon day, the tide in the ocean swollens because of the attraction of the moon. So now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has risen in the Gaudadesh, and this nectarian flow of Prema Bhakti, which is flowing in the ocean, has begun. And now upon his rising, he is attracting this ocean, and the flood is being created, it's flooding out everywhere. And when ocean starts flooding, along with the ocean water, the gems which are found in the bottom part of the ocean is also floating, is coming onto the seashore. So what one need to do? One need to just go to the seashore and find these jewels. Very interesting. You need to understand this. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he is preaching this pure love of Godhead, how? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he inspired Rupa Goswami, and he instructed all of us to execute Navadha Bhakti, Shravana Kirtana, Smarana Bandana, Pada Sevana Dasyare, Pujana Sakhijana, Atma Nivedana, Govinda Dasa Bhilasare. While desiring Govinda Das, you can see, yes, in that Govinda Das is praying, you can also desire to attain Govinda Dasatva. How can I become a servant of Govinda Das or Govinda, original Govinda? Either case, it's okay, no problem. That is one jewel, one kind of jewel. And of course, those who are in the Prema Bhakti platform, they experience this Vibhava Anubhava. It's a very higher thing. We don't need to discuss all those things, okay? And also, it is said, very interesting actually, Naam. Holy name is also a jewel. Nama Chintamani, we know this. So all the jewels are already found on this bank of this nectarian ocean. And devotee like Srila Prabhupada, he has made us available all these things. Try to understand this. If we sincerely dedicate ourselves to the practice of such recommendations, then automatically one day we will lose our taste for these material objects. That is the interesting part. Not that I will try my level best, and on my own I will be able to conquer my desires. No, it's not possible actually. That's why it is said, but people, what they are doing is very nice commentaries there actually. It is said that Lauha Galita Kalka Kanikani Anisandhatum. When devotee like Srila Prabhupada has made this holy name well known to the entire world, and people are still taking interest in house, wife, children, opulences in this material world, and they are not able to find value in chanting the holy name of the Lord, in following Navadha Bhakti, how can they become happy? He is saying, according to Prabodhananda Saraswati, people who are born in this age of Kali, and at least who have got the information about this Hare Krishna movement, and still not taking shelter of chanting of the holy name of the Lord, I mean to say exclusive shelter, and not following Navadha Bhakti, they are simply trying to find Lauha Kanika. Lauha Kanika means, here, ironically it is said, here actually literally mean, he is saying, people are taking interest in hypocrisy, deceitful behavior, in sinful activities. That is called Kalka Kanikani. The whole world is very much enthusiastic to become deceitful, to become sinful, become a hypocrite. So they are very much interested in that. So that's why it is our responsibility to make known about this fact, what Prabhupada has explained nicely about the importance of Krishna consciousness, following the importance of sadhana bhakti, chanting, importance of chanting this holy name of the Lord. Very important actually. Many people don't understand this. Huh? Chanting is very important, very, very important. The most important thing. What kind of qualification do you have to execute Raganuga Bhakti? When you have test for these material objects, you simply chant nicely. Follow sensually Navadha Bhakti. Very simple process. But the result is very grave. So here, Ambarish Maharaj is able to give up his attachment to all these things because he is a sincere devotee of the Lord. That's the conclusion. And for us, we, being at the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also at the time of Srila Prabhupada, who is a sincere follower of Rupa Goswami, is very scientifically explaining to us the secret of devotional service. If we try to understand this, then our life will be successful. In our humble attempt, in Mayapur Institute, we are trying to preserve this for the benefit of the whole world populace and also in glorification of our previous acharyas, so that people in the world can find some value in coming to Sridham Mayapur and study this valuable literature under the able guidance of the senior members of our society, so that they can attain the goal of human life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Oh, you have a comment or question? Question.
You just mentioned that not to criticize is very important. We know that.
Sorry. Prabhuji, I think battery is down there.
Hare Krishna. We have seen that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu criticized Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He told him, to me, Sarvabhauma, to me, Mayavadi. Also, Prabhupada criticizing the Western world, calling the Western leaders demons, rascals, mudhas. If I call a pig, am I criticizing it? That's my question.
Very good. Very nice question.
You see, Srila Prabhupada, he can directly talk to the scientists who are sitting in front of him. Not that he is just talking behind. Rascal. Mura. You do not know this? You don't understand this? Prabhu, to say such a word, that person needs certain type of qualification. The proof is, when Prabhupada spoke to a scientist who is having very high regard in the material world, right? Everybody respects that person. His, you know, his false ego is very high. When he heard a statement from a sadhu speaking to him, he's a rascal, in front of him he's speaking, this person was speechless. He did not say anything. He did not protest to Prabhupada. Do you think it's just happening by chance like that? No. This Prabhupada, he has that purity, that kind of compassion, that kind of mood to deliver that person. When he's speaking to the scientist like rascal, his compassion is being infused in his heart, which is making his mouth shut off. If we are not qualified to that degree, in that compassionate mood, we are not allowed to talk like that. If we talk, we'll just simply create disturbance. Many people get disturbed. So first of all, you qualify yourself by chanting nicely, while following these recommendations of sadhana bhakti. When you are qualified, then you talk, then it will make a lot of sense. No, nobody will make any noise. We say something, immediately people start finding fault with us because we are not qualified enough. So I was speaking from the viewpoint of how we can cultivate Krishna consciousness to become a better devotee. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can criticize Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Who is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya? Incarnation of Brihaspati, right? And who is criticizing? Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, he can do that. That is his position. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brihaspati is under him. Okay, they have a rasa, they have a kind of pastime going on. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not criticize Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and reveal the secrets of the science of Krishna consciousness, will not be able to find the interest in following Krishna consciousness. And you, for your understanding, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the embodiment of Krishna consciousness. So he is speaking. He can. Prabhupada can. Prabhupada is not an ordinary devotee. But if we, without understanding our situation, our position in Krishna conscious practice, of course there might be some fault with others if we just simply try to attack them. When we speak in an attacking mood. We hardly carry compassion towards them. Then what happens? We fall back on us. So better to remain humble. When you assume a humility, humble position, then we can better business without offending anyone. So that was the kind of message I was trying to give, that to secure our Krishna conscious practices without entering into a field of committing offense against the Vaishnavas. Okay, one thing again I can say. What is that verse? Rupa Goswami says in Nectar of Instruction, anyone who utters the holy name, Krishneti jasya giri tam manasa adriyeta. Krishna iti means anyone who just chants Krishna, say Krishna through his tongue. He may be anyone. Jasya giritam manasa adriyeta. You must respect him in mind. This is Rupa Goswami's instruction to sadhakas. Krishna iti jasya giri tam manasa adriyeta. Gira, means jiva. So in that way, we have to be very, very careful in executing devotional service. Otherwise, we may cut our finger at any time, like a small baby. It is not my business to find fault with everyone. I have not taken the distributorship from the Supreme Lord. He has not made me the agent. Go out and find who is doing what. He has not made me agent. He has very mercifully accepted me and given me shelter at his lotus feet. Baba, let me try to follow his bhakti nicely. That should be my position. I know, what can I say, bhai? Yes. Prabhu, there is a statement in Shastra, it is said, Tarka of Pratishtha. You cannot establish eternal spiritual principles by simply argument. What is the difference between, you said, criticism and telling the truth? One, that's why I said Tarka Pratishtha. While both the person, okay, I am telling the truth. He is also putting his argument, what truth he is speaking. And the other person is saying, well, you know, you are criticizing. From his perspective, he is seeing criticism, he is saying, no, I am telling the truth. Where you will end? No end. End is yourself. You find out in yourself, you are telling the truth, and once again, in what mood? Why are you telling the truth? What is your intention behind? Oh no, we need to rectify the devotee. We need to make whole world like this. Before you try to make this whole world ideal, behave yourself ideally. If you are behaving ideally, you are actually, you meant truth. While speaking to him, he will definitely accept it. He will not see it as a criticism. Krishna is in his heart. He is in your heart also. Do you think what you speak in Krishna cannot make him realize that you have a sincere desire to make him realize that you are telling something truth? Not that you have some hidden motive? No. We try to hide our sentiment by putting forward some argument to establish, no, what I am trying to establish is truth. I am a sincere follower of Lord. Whereas he is thinking, I am criticizing him, I am better position, I have a better understanding than he is saying, no, I have better understanding, how? One after another going building up. No solution. That's why Krishna conscious practice is very much dependent on personal mood. What we receive, what we kind of, you know, understand in our experience or behavior with others, that is nothing but a reflection of our mood. If by me saying something, other person is disturbed, that means definitely there is something wrong in way I approach to him. Or, I am not the right person to talk to him. I am not in a proper situation to talk to him. Sometimes we are not aware of our situation or position, and we claim what we are doing, what we are trying to achieve is correct in our part, but it is not actually true. Sadly speaking, sometimes in this age of Kali, even the disciples, they feel themselves are better qualified than their spiritual master. They don't want to, you know. Sometimes they feel they have better understanding than their spiritual master do in certain topics, in certain discussions, certain even getting deriving some conclusion in some topics. They feel we are better, we have better understanding. You cannot, you know, ascertain these topics unless we sincerely practice Krishna. First of all, you chant nicely 16 rounds. Follow four regulative principles. Navadha bhakti, sravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam. Then you talk. First qualify. Otherwise, very difficult. That is why a lot of tension problem is happening. This is, you know, see, in that verse, Śrīla Viṣṇu Cakrabarti Thakura explained this Manitvam Kala Mishanam Anad Nidhanam Vibhum Sanam Charantam Sarvatram Bhutanam Janmitakul. Immediately after that, Gopyad Retway Kritagasidam Tavajati Dasasru Kalyanjana Sambramaksam Bhaktram Niniya Bhayabhava Nayastitasya Samam Bi Mohoyati Bhi Apijad Vibheti. Actually, it is confusing me, my dear Lord. In that verse, he is saying that those who have lot of scriptural knowledge, they will be more confused. He is saying like that. So in that way, by having knowledge, either of the conventional world or of the spiritual world, yes, knowledge is not of much value. Surrender. That knowledge which is arisen in the heart of sadhaka as a result of the mercy which was infused in the first place by Krishna or Krishna's devotee, that knowledge is going to be useful. Not that by your personal endeavor, by understanding, by reading Sanskrit, and you try to understand and you can speak nicely. No. My Guru Maharaj, he gave an example. He says, people who try to understand Shastra by Sanskrit knowledge, and those who simply try to understand Shastra and apply it by listening to the bona fide previous acharyas, is like, the difference is like a butcher and a farmer gone to market to buy a cow. A butcher will give the price for the cow considering how many kilo meat he can gain. And a farmer, he will consider how I can take care of the cow to get milk. Accordingly, he will also give his price. Simply having scriptural knowledge, knowledge in the Sanskrit is not, it will just help us to pet our false ego, wearing big crown. One is thinking I am telling the truth, another is saying you are criticizing me. No use, that's why. Unless we come down to the bottom line of what practices Prabhupada has recommended, problem will continue in the society. Very hard to. That's why our movement is mostly an educational institution. Education has to be pakka. And of course, we have to be sincere follower before we start teaching others. It's very important. Otherwise, it will not be useful what we teach. Guru Maharaj says something, Prabhupada said something, we say something, no value. We say something, no value. They say, yes, it means a lot. Why? There's a difference in their situation. We have to understand this actually. As Kali Yuga progresses, by nobody is willing to listening to no one. Very, very, very precarious situation. Please don't mind, I was thinking today, when we start reciting Bhagavatam verses, first senior devotees would recite, junior devotees can recite afterwards. That's an etiquette to be followed in the class. Please don't take any offense. You should give opportunity to the senior. You try to see who is senior person. Yeah, they will definitely recite. Then you start reciting. Some very simple thing, but it has to be followed. So like that. Sorry, I said something. Yes. Wow! You need to come to our Bhakti Shastri class, Prabhu. You need to listen to a series of lectures, then only you can understand. It's a very, very, very important thing to reconcile this statement. Are Baba, try to understand this. Yes, he can be a direct cause, he can be an indirect cause, to give you very general understanding, okay? Like, you can beat someone directly, you can chastise someone directly, or you can chastise someone indirectly, but you are the cause, right? So when it comes to the devotee, dealing with the devotees of the Lord, Lord personally takes charge of the devotees. He actually handles them. For the devotees, he handles them. Whether the devotee is suffering, that suffering is also coming from him. That is the dealing between Krishna and his devotee. Why he is making, he is making him suffer? Because he wants to kind of increase his longingness towards him. That's a kind of a pastime. It's like, mother and baby. Baby is speaking something, in a particular way. Mother is also speaking in a particular way. Enjoying. Who can understand their rasa? What they are releasing? You cannot understand this. Only mother and baby can understand. Somebody may say, what is happening? Common example, just a simple example from the material world, because they have also parental relationship. They really release some sort of happiness. You can release how you used to have your kind of relationship, funny relationship with your mother, sometimes, naughty boy. You enjoy that. Krishna enjoys like that with his devotees. Those who are not devotees of the Lord, then he has his external energy, Maya Shakti. Through her, she will control. He will control. So in that, either way, he is the cause. He is the cause. And in this case, you cannot say, whatever I am doing, good or bad, he is responsible ultimately. But Prabhupada says, first of all, you are a human being. You have intelligence. You are awarded with the topmost intelligence. Why did you misuse your intelligence? Why did you insist? He is saying, don't do. In form of guru, in form of sadhu, in form of shastra, he is saying, don't do this. This is not good. This is what you are not supposed to do. Why did you involve yourself in the first place? We didn't listen to them. Krishna was guiding you. He was telling you. In form of guru, sadhu and shastra. You didn't listen. And became independent. Because of independent nature, you suffered. Who is responsible? You are responsible because you didn't listen to him. And then again you are saying, why everything is, No, you are responsible. In different contexts, this topic has been analyzed in different ways. If you systematically study from first to second to ongoing Bhagavad Gita, other scriptures, then you can understand this philosophy nicely. Gradually, the illusion, the ignorance, the madness will disappear gradually. It will take some time. Does it make some sense? Haribol. Thank you very much for your tolerance.